This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House said Saturday U.S. President Donald Trump fired the State Department's Inspector General following a recommendation by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The announcement Saturday came after two top Democrats announced a probe into the firing Friday night of the State Department's internal watchdog. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick, a former assistant U.S. attorney in California and Virginia, had served in the position since 2013. In April, President Donald Trump fired Michael Atkinson, the Inspector General for the intelligence community, who played a key role in the whistleblower complaint that led to Trump's impeachment. Also in April, Trump removed Glenn Fine as acting Inspector General at the Defense Department. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday sharply criticized American leaders overseeing the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic, his second such statement this month. In an online address to graduates from historically black colleges and universities, the former president said the pandemic had torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they are doing. While he did not specifically name President Donald Trump, Obama said many of the country's leaders aren't even pretending to be in charge. The remarks echoed the former president's statement last week that the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic was a chaotic disaster. Mr. Obama also referred to the shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed while jogging on a residential street in Georgia. Obama told the graduates, "Injustice is nothing new, and if the world's going to get better, it's up to you." For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rwandan genocide suspect Felicien Kabuga was arrested on Saturday near Paris after 26 years on the run. As Reuters' Olivia Chan reports, he's accused of funding militias that massacred nearly 800,000 people in the 1990s.
The 84-year-old is Rwanda's most wanted man and had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head. French authorities say he was living under a false identity in a flat in a suburb near the capital. Kabuga was indicted in 1997 on 7 criminal counts in relation to the Rwanda genocide, according to the UN-established International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals. The arrest paves the way for bringing the fugitive in front of the Paris Appeal Court and later to the International Court in The Hague.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government will seek a final 4-week extension to its state of emergency as daily deaths from the coronavirus reached a near 8-week low.
Para empezar, pretende ser el último estado de alarma.
Speaking in Madrid, Sanchez said it aims to be the last emergency state and it is due to stretch until the end of the de-escalation. Hence, we will ask Parliament to extend this, we hope, last state of emergency for around 1 month. Spain has largely brought its outbreak under control. However, officials say restrictions have to remain in place a while longer as the country begins to phase out its tough lockdown. The Italian government is easing travel restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus pandemic, allowing people to move more freely inside the region where they live and then between nations. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Italy imposed nationwide lockdown rules in early March after it became the first country outside Asia with a major outbreak of coronavirus. But the government has gradually reopened the country as the rates of infections and deaths have fallen. Social distancing rules are being implemented in the sectors of the economy that have reopened. Now the government has given the green light to some areas of international travel. As of June 3, there'll be no quarantine requirement for people coming in from outside Italy. However, officials have not yet been specific on where Italian themselves can travel to. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's Bundesliga football season resumed on Saturday after a 2-month break caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The game's authorities were keen to restart the country's two top divisions, with several clubs facing financial difficulties. However, numerous opinion polls showed a growing majority in Germany were against the resumption of the leagues. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.